I'd always been fascinated with insects, but I grew up in Minnesota in the United States, and we just didn't have termites there. So it wasn't until I moved there and started that project that I really got to know termites and fall in love with them.
You have fallen in love with termites?
Well, yes, they're so fascinating. They have these really complex social systems. They are such an important part of our ecosystems. You know, they have kind of a bad reputation. Who would want to fall in love with something that has such a bad reputation for ripping down houses? But out in the world, they're really providing a lot of services to us that we don't think about. They're decomposing all of the dead vegetation out there. They're extremely important in Australia, where in agricultural systems, it seems that they're taking the place of earthworms in more temperate climates.
I know you've done a lot of work in the past in Darwin on master termites, but you've now chosen Western Australia as a place to further your study in termites. Can you tell me a bit about your project and what you want to do in this state?
So in Western Australia, I'll be looking at termite mate choice and the effect of kings on the fertility of queens and the development of replacement reproductives within the colony. So when the termites have their big dispersal flights every year, the males and females have to find each other and choose. You may have seen after the termite flights that there are pairs of termites running around, one behind the other. And that's the female in the lead looking for a nest site and the male behind. So one of the things that I want to know is there some sort of competition going on between members of the same sex, so between males for females, some sort of competition? And are males or females choosy about their mates? Are they looking for a mate that's bigger or that has a certain chemical scent that's more closely related to themselves or less closely related?
That's something that happens in the animal kingdom all over, isn't it, about that competition for a partner, choosing the biggest, strongest, sexiest partner to further your species, isn't it? How are you going to measure all of that in a termite, Tamara?
It's a difficult question. The evidence so far has been sort of equivocal. We don't know if they're actually choosing or if it's just a scramble. So I'll be videotaping interactions between groups of termites in the lab, and then I'll take that out into the field and videotape some real-life interactions between groups of males and females that have just dispersed. I'll specifically look at the use of their antennae, whether they're sort of checking each other out using their antennae. That's how they smell or taste. And look for aggressive interactions, like snapping with the mandibles or confronting another individual that's trying to get with their partner or a potential partner that they want to discourage if they're snapping at them.
Oh, the world of termite dating. Now, as an insect sociobiologist, can you explain for me a bit more about the typical day of a termite colony? And
it does depend a little bit on the type of termites. Some are active exclusively during the day. Some are more active in the evening or at night. A lot of termites will forage outside of their nests, the ones that make these big conspicuous mounds that we see, they go out foraging. Most of them in Australia have their tunnels underground, but some of them do go out above ground to look for the particular things that they like to eat.
Are they caring, family orientated?
Definitely family oriented. So every individual is descended from the founding king and queen of that colony. And at the very beginning, the king and queen take care of the offspring themselves, but it rapidly grows and the workers take over the exclusive care of the offspring. And so they're inside the colony, licking the eggs, taking care of the larvae, feeding them. In most species, the very young ones, the still white termites, they can't feed themselves. They don't have a complete digestive community. They have these gut bacteria and protists. So the workers take care of them and feed them. As they start getting older, then they can go outside of the nest and start foraging. And some will become soldiers, which are specialized for defense. And so those individuals are defending the nest from whatever predators might come along. In some species, they also have a role in preventing infection, that they produce compounds that are antimicrobial as well as being defensive against things like ants. Develop these amazing social structures and division of labor that really, helps them to be, so successful. They can have colonies that are up to millions strong.
I'm a gardener, and I do love working organically within my garden, and I know the importance that termites play in breaking down mulch and leaf litter and aerating the soil and all of that. But I'm also dreadfully fearful of the mastotermy. And I have to say that one of my favourite pastimes is when I find termites in the garden, I feed them to the chickens. I adore watching the chickens eat them. It's like they've just had delivery of the best snack in the world. Does that mortify you as someone who makes a livelihood from studying them?
Termites are an excellent source of fat and protein. Humans eat them in some places, and the birds in, for example, Panama, rely on them as a nutrient pulse at the time that they're making their eggs. So they play this important role in our ecosystems, not just in breaking down the organic material out there, but also being lunch for something else. It's part of the big circle of life, I guess.
It is. And we're particularly frightened, though, of the ones that seem to penetrate houses and have the reputation for eating anything or anyone that's standing still, such as the mastotermy. What is it about those termites that makes them so terrifying to mankind?
Well, I think part of it is that we make our houses out of termite food. So they're... role out in nature is decomposing organic material, dead wood. But we like to build our houses out of dead wood, build our furniture out of dead wood. And so they can't quite tell the difference between what it is that
some nice floorboards and a piece of rotten wood out in the garden.
they can't quite tell the difference, and we haven't figured out how to signal that difference to them. There's some work going on looking at repellents that could help with that. There are a few species that are really damaging pests in the world. Most termites would prefer not to be in your house. But the few that are very generalist in their tastes. They consume many different kinds of wood. Yeah, it's not just a snack. It's like a grand buffet, because it's this huge pile of dead wood just standing there.